I've had over at least 18 years of customer service experience. And I know that if someone were to give me a chance, I know I could do it.
Sue Metcalf has been searching for a job for 2 years.
And I go in there really confident, dressed really nice, and explain to them, you know, what I can do. And the interview goes really well, and then they never call you, or they send you an automated email saying, "We are sorry, but we chose other candidates," blah, blah, blah.
Metcalf, Sandy Clark, and Sonead Ward are all legally blind. They were among scores of workers laid off 2 years ago by Convergys. Combined, the three have 35 years of customer service experience. They've interviewed at several call centers in Jacksonville. There were even a few second interviews, but they remain unemployed. Ward says she doesn't need a lot of training, just an opportunity, and she's frustrated by companies that claim to be disability-friendly.
Even though on their application they might say they are an EEOC opportunity, whatever, it's just for talking, it's just for show. They don't really mean it.
Clark says she's interviewed for customer service work at Comcast, ADT, and most recently at a pet shelter.
I always feel confident when I go in. I mean, she was very nice and polite and all that, but I just didn't figure that she would call me since I use the speech program.
During work, Sandy uses a technology called JAWS, or Job Access with Speech. Any business willing to hire her would have to allow a blind services engineer to come out and integrate JAWS into their system. Josh Barron, a state employment specialist who's been working with the three women, says employers get cold feet when asked to put something new on their computer system.
The honest fact is this software is essentially like loading up a new version of Windows. Just really comes down to willingness on the employer's part to say, okay, I know there is one extra step here or maybe two, and I'm willing to take those because I want a good person like Sandra Clark.
The women may be facing what's called an attitudinal barrier, according to Florida Coastal School of Law professor Rod Sullivan. He's worked with some of the most prominent attorneys handling cases for the blind in Florida.
Sometimes employers will find pretextual non-disability reasons for not hiring somebody who is blind because they don't want to have to deal with a disability or deal with providing a reasonable accommodation for that disability.
A pretextual non-disability reason could mean deciding other applicants were more mature or perhaps more enthusiastic. It's hard to prove a disability is a factor that resulted in not being hired. But Sullivan says there are advantages to hiring blind employees.
Once they get into a job, there are studies that show they have these lower turnover rates and that they have these lower rates of injury on the job, which I don't think most employers are familiar with.
The State Division of Blind Services estimates 300 of their clients are looking for work in Northeast Florida. Again, Sue Metcalf.
You have to stay positive out here because it's easy to get discouraged, but, you know, you have to stay positive. And they are getting, you know, perfectly qualified people out here with skills. We are qualified to do the job.
Metcalf, Clark, and Ward are among 20 local job seekers in this special category. They have training from the state and Florida State College at Jacksonville, and they're considered job ready. They're able to start with a company today. Michelle Corum, WJCT News.